First of all, a reminder, our conference now, the second today, then at 4:30 at the end of the conference, we will have exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, and followed for you by your divine office, benediction at 5:50, in our third conference for today will be at 6 o'clock, followed by a short preparation for tomorrow morning's meditation. Our present meditation is on our own past personal sins. Our own past personal sins. As we said last night, the spiritual exercises are nothing if not realistic. These are not meditations on poetry. In order to appreciate who Jesus Christ is, we must be convinced that we individually, personally, were saved. And consequently, we must, before we go any further, be convinced that we have sinned. That we are sinners. There will be three parts to this meditation. As I've said, St. Ignatius tries to divide everything into threes in honor of the Holy Trinity. First, to realize how grave have been my sins. Secondly, to understand, and this is not easy, the disorder, the harm that I have caused by my sins in the past, so that I might, and I'm speaking to religious, a priest and religious, we must understand that whatever else we do, we must amend our lives. And finally, we want to speak about the world in which we live, to make sure that we are not seduced by this world, and that our lives for the future will be where they should be, united with God and set on heaven and on our eternal destiny. First then, to realize the gravity, the seriousness of my past sins. in my now over 50 years in the priesthood, I've dealt with thousands of people. The hardest thing for any human being is to admit they have done wrong. We are naturally and spontaneously self-defensive. In order to appreciate the wrong that I have done, and sisters, any retreat that I ever give, and I mean every syllable of this sentence, there is no one here in chapel who needs this retreat more than I do. We must reflect who we are, we, and who is the God against whom we have sinned. In other words, each one of us accepts for the almighty love of God. He would not even be the noise outside. Something must exist to make noise. Moreover, we should compare ourselves with other people. We are only one person out of approximately in the world today almost 6 billion people. And as we were driving down from the bishop's residence where my partner and I are living, thousands of people, we are only one small fraction of the human race. And yet this zero who accept our appeal for the almighty love of God would have been a zero. And this applies to all of us. The awful, the incredible pride to do my will. And my conscience told me I was acting contrary to the will of God. The God against whom we have sinned is the almighty creator of heaven and earth. Why did God produce the mountains, Himalayas, the vast oceans, the Atlantic, here close here to the Pacific? Over the years, before the end of this year, I'll be in New Mexico giving a retreat for the 25th year to a community of cloistered contemplative nuns.